especially those educated. Ordinary mass is more innocent, more receiving attitude. But the so-called education, that is a more heinous poison. Mm-hmm. And they will come to attack you organized way. Could they prepare for that? You will have to create and to nurture the truth. Porua Pasundi. Do you know? Porua Pasundi, Porua Adham. The students' community everywhere in nowadays also. Mm. When no hope, the students are excited in any country. Students. So Porua Maharaj, the time of Mahaprabhu, the Porua Pasundi. The students' community stood against Mahaprabhu. Porua Adham, Porua Pasundi, of this. These expressions have been used. But the Porua means students. So students' community is a dangerous thing.
We were thinking only to tackle students of a theistic temperament.
We shall try to tackle them. We must not be afraid, but we must be careful. Carefully we must deal with them. We must not be afraid and fly away. I don't say like that. But most carefully we shall have to tackle those student class, most dangerous. To control them, the rising ambition.
We're not thinking to run a school for the local Gunda students, but we're thinking to bring from the top classes from outside in India, especially.
Yes, everywhere you will find
they all be Gundas.
Devotional temperament. So you have to make some.
Yes, we're thinking to recruit devotional.
Then, when the atheistic students, they will see that the so called theistic students, they are getting so much facility on our face, they will come to attack.
Acha. Then the theistic students want to fight against the atheistic students.
Then, this Jyoti Bose. Jyoti Bose, the Mukha Mantri, Chief Minister of Bengal, he wants to change the education wholesale. The upper Sanskriti, Vedic Sanskriti, the ancient Sanskriti ki hai, ancient culture, all rotten, and old type, this is all evil. The new culture of Lenin and the Marx must be reinstated here. This is all upper Sanskriti. That's why all bad culture, mean culture, lower culture. Don't say that you the sightseer and standing. You will see. We shall have to fight, but must cautiously, with all caution. Swami Maharaj has introduced Gurukul system. That may be better.
There is a difficulty in the Gurukul system so far that when
good students does not come.
Not only
if you give some scientific facility, the scholars will gather. Otherwise, the ordinary, those that cannot collect their food, those will join Gurukul.
Yes, in India, that's true.
Yes.
And in the West, our young students, there is no continuing secondary education for them. So they returned to become men in the streets.
That was one of the main reasons that
if you open college here and you recruit students from other countries, then that will be another trouble. Here they are giving education to our foreigners, right? And we are on sites here. So many troubles may come. Still, you shall try, of course.
Nimai was telling me that you wanted a Lord Chaitanya University.
I am too small to want that. Nimai is wanting.
Nimai. You're too small to want it, don't you speak of me?
Nimai wants it so he can go to it.
It may be his wishful thinking.
What?
It may be his wishful thinking.
ঐতিহ্য ছিল রিগার্ডিং এডুকেশন দ্যাট এডুকেশন ঐতিহ্য ইজ নো মোর একটা ঐতিহ্য
মহারাজের বৃহৎ ভাগবতম সনাতন গোস্বামী যে বলেছিলেন ওইটা করলে কি
না কলেজ করছেন ভালো তো ইনি যে he wants to do the whole thing at once. In Puri, you have procured a big plot. You want to establish college there. Then here also, whenever you have come across a spacious wide land, you want to establish college. Where to begin first?
our Guru Maharaj always had big plans.
Very wide, yes, planning. Yes, that is a good sign.
That is American mentality.
American big. Mentality.
Everything big.
To capture the whole world.
Yes.
Well, in one state. America's policy was one state world after second
world. Mahaprabhu's civilization was
one state world. Then there will be no quarrel. One state world, ruled from one throne. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Quantity and the quality. Connotation and the denotation. Connotation increases, denotation decreases. Denotation increases, connotation decreases. So this fact we have to keep in mind. If we want to deal with the highest quality, we shall have to be satisfied with less quantity. And if we want to deal with the greatest denotation, quantity, then necessarily the quality is to be sacrificed. Okay?
Maharaj,
In
consideration of the audience, you may have to select a particular quality for distribution.
According to gradation. Distribution. Gradation. For me, you may have many. Gani, more, less, and a devotee, further, more, less. Manushyanam sahasresu kaschit yatati siddhai jatatam siddhanam kaschinmam vikti tattata bahunam jammanam anti jnanvanmam prabuddhati mahasudhiva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. Many gave a proposal to our Guru Maharaj. You please, with little devotee, that is smoking and other things, eating, fish eating, smoking, then all will come under your flag. With little devotee, don't be so rigid that these fast things, this vegetarianism, then this this intoxication, elimination, all these things are very troublesome for us. So if you be a little liberal, then some all will come under you. But he could not. The restrictions are there. You must be, you must prove yourself fit, accepting by these practices, and then come. Enemy outside, that is better than enemy inside.
But what will,
we shall try to make friends more in number. Difference there. But purity must be kept at any cost. Purity of purpose, purity in practice, as much as possible it must be kept, the ideal of the banner of the pure ideal must be held fast in hand. That is very rare in the world. The purity of purpose, the ideal, high ideal.
Then what was the idea of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the non-vegetarian hostel?
Non-vegetarian?
Youth hostel. Where he said in one place they can, you can arrange non-vegetarian food to be served. You know, this youth hostel.
Swami Maharaj?
No, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta.
What did he say?
About arranging non-vegetarian food.
He told that those are not vegetarian, they should be also given shelter in the mud compound and some hostel. Near some nearby hostel, we shall contract to supply food to them in our compound. Those that are vegetarian, they should be given prasadam from the mat. And those that are non-vegetarian, they will also be accommodated in the mat compound, and the arrangement should be made with a nearer hostel. They will come with non-vegetarian dishes to serve them within the mart. I told then that would be a bad name of the mission. No, thousands months ago I have thought it fully. We must be a Vaikuntha, unconditioned. Our behavior, conduct must be unconditional for the service of Mahaprabhu. That is, whatever is necessary, we shall be prepared for that. The most extensive, Vaikuntha, without any prejudice. We without any prejudice we shall come out to serve Mahaprabhu.
Maharaj, then is it possible that someone who is a non-vegetarian, is it possible for him to get Harinam, to be given Harinam?
Generally it is not possible, we should say. But if we can expect that very soon he may give up that bad habit, with this idea may be given Harinam. But with the confidence that very soon he will be free from that. Because with prasadam, we must take prasad. A non-vegetarian that may not be offered to the Lord. So when he is taking non-vegetarian, not taking not prasadam. So medicine is there, but diet is not proper. Something like that. Non-vegetarian. Vegetarian, non-vegetarian, there is non-vegetarian also, join and others, they are vegetarian, so many. So many animals are also vegetarian. So vegetarian is, that is not everything. But to take prasad, that is, yogya-sishtasya-santu-mucchante-sat. We shall take only prasadam. And what can be prasadam, which is offered to Narayana? It is written there, these things may be offered to Narayana. So, the animal food cannot be offered to Narayana. So we can't take that. And some other vegetables also, onions, and something like that, may not be offered to Narayana. We must not take that. This is the, we shall take prasadam, avashish, yogya-avashish, prasadam. Whatever we shall take, that must be connected with that sadhu. Otherwise, we will be bummed down, and action-reaction. They begin in one place, and gradually take up and go on doing. But planning and not beginning, I don't want that.
Yes.
Begin work in some place. And gradually it may be extended.
We thought that here in Navadvip was the best place to begin. Yes, That's why we...
And also your England center, that must be... must have attention. You have your place there, and now outside they have got one center. You have arranged for them a center outside. That must be developed with much attention. What do you think that the main center will again come within your clutches?
It's hard to say. It may be in due course of time.
But anyhow, at present, your England center, that was very important, there you must give some attention.
And
where your center, England or South Africa, those hosts should be strengthened. Your attention should be given to that place first. And then in India, in one place, preferably in Navadvip, then Puri. That is my opinion.
As far as Navadvipa is concerned,
yes.
What about the proximity of this land that Hari Charan mentioned to you?
I prefer that Madhya Deepa where there is no mat yet. Madhya Deep is empty, left. Now all other places there are mats, but in Madhya Deep no mat, and still it is very convenient place. It is in the Calcutta and Navadvip, this shortcut, that will be a very good place. Then next, I think it would be that Vidyanagar. Vidyanagar, as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had his notable college, Sanskrit college of Naya Shastra. And then another place to commemorate where Nimai Pandit studied from his master, Gangadas. Gangadas was the professor, and Nimai studied. That is on the other side of the Ganges. Nimai Pandit, where he got his education from Gangadas. To commemorate.
Which street? That is a mile
from Mayapur, Yogapith. That's Ganganagar. The place is that is named by as Ganganagar.
Godhumadweep? What about Godhumadweep?
No, Godhuma. That is Ganganagar. Maybe in the part of Rudradweep or something. Ganganagar. Mahaprabhu Parathen Jekhane told, Seta to koi thik pa jaye na. Mahaprabhu told. Seta kar bari, Subuddhira. Mukunda Sanjaya. That is not located properly. So, to, in commemoration of these, either Mahaprabhu's teaching or Mahaprabhu studying, reading or teaching, or Sarvabhauma Pandit, some connection. If you open a college in the abode of Sarvabhauma, it may be a general appreciation you may have, the Sarvabhauma. Vidyavachaspati, he was guru of Sanatam and brother of Sarvabhauma. The place is also preserved there. You can have a look. So university, Navadvip, or anywhere which may be suitable. But preferably, all these places. For a mat in Madhya Deep and for educational institute, this Sarvabhauma and Mahaprabhu's consul education to commemorate.
In Madhya Deep, that.
But in Madhya Deep, there is.
In the Singapore lake. What do you think about
that? Nishingapalli
Madhya
Deep? Nishingapalli is under Godrum.
Oh, that's in Godrum.
That side. This side, Madhya Deep.
This is the best place in
India. Yes, on the.
Where the
nearest is.
Continuing in this eastern banks of the Ganges. And this side. Southern side extension. Madhya Deep.
Maharaj, would it Jiva Goswami, Jekine Jiva Goswami or Satsandrava Lakachalam? She can read us for Hachi.
Jiva Goswami, Satsandrava.
Jekine Lakachalam.
What are you? Vrindavan.
Ah, Vrindavan. She jagged the cheek near Desh for Hachi.
Rajani. He put up in Radha Damodar. Sometimes in the beginning, in the ashram of Rupa Goswami, and next Radha Damodar.
Shyamananda? Shyamananda
Prabhu? Amanda. Ramananda makes him Parasin Radha Damodar, because at that time Rupa Goswami was not present, and Rupa Goswami's last bhajan kuti as well as samadhi is in Radha Damodar. So it seems that in his old age Rupa Goswami was under the care of Jiva Goswami, so his bhajan kuti is there, and just in front there is samadhi of Rupa Goswami. So in his last days, Rupa Goswami was in charge of Jiva Goswami in Radha Damodar. And Samananda took his diksha from Radha Damodar. And Swami Maharaj was also translated Bhagavatam from Radha Damodar. Though Gita and Back to Godhead came from Calcutta, and Bhagavatam came from Radha Damodar.
Kanpura, na?
Eh?
Kanpura, shune chakli? Kanpura?
Kanpura, ni kakun shune. Radha Damodari, yoi akta building kore, taka eni ukhane akta unhi to ghar kore, niye se ikan thakte. Sunnas, sunnas, jagundi, yoi ikan teki shune. Kanpura, unhi to chilen na. আল্লাহাবাদে আগে ছিলেন, তখন তো সব কিছুই না, পরে গোরখপুরে হয়তো কদিন ছিলেন, দু চার দিন দেখছিলেন। এই বাদ আগে কহ আস that is first attraction, then go deeper, second attraction, go deeper, third attraction, carried by first attraction. This is good. Oh, this is better. This is best.
Perfect, more perfect, most perfect.
Progress, progress.
Still I can't help but think that this position behind your own mat will be good, at least for a small mat. You should allow me at least to get 3 bighas of land and make one small mat for Govardhan. I can at least maintain one small space here. Besides, the college we'll put in some other place in Calcutta or any place. At least you should allow me some place nearby your divine grace. Otherwise, my future is very dim. If I have to be so far as Majadweep, I may forget everything.
No far, Maharaj. It is very near to when this way.
I am a lazy man. Small mat should be allowed here.
Just we'll take one airplane. We'll take one, have one airplane fly from Majadweep to here.
Small mat and Bhajan Kutir.
Helicopter.
Helicopter. We can land over here.
From this roof.
Yes.
It will.
Beshi Dui Jami Na Maharaj, tokhon ekhan dhe khub kache, 15-20 minutes.
For big mat, all the disciples can stay there.
And for a motor car?
It is me staying
in a car, how many minutes work? In a car?
Car?
How many?
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Certainly you'll have one.
Kunda.
This Madhadi project. 5 minutes.
Yes.
Over the bridge?
Over the bridge. We'll develop a mat in Madhadweep.
You have not seen the place.
No. At least to build a bhajan kutir and small temple here.
Bhajan kutir is here.
At least I need one small, 3 bighas of land, just a bhajan kutir and one temple of Giriraj. He has to allow me at least this much. He is nearby.
He wants a place. He wants a place in Gupta Govardhan.
So cat is out of the bag. He wants a good place in Gupta Govardhan for his Giriraj.
I thought Dasko Swami Mat, Gupta Govardhan Mandir. Just a small place only. He is very small also.
That is not small, that is 40 bighas.
I'll only take 4 bighas. I'll take half a bigha. One kata I'll take.
One kata.
Kata?
Why don't you just, you can rent one of these houses.
I shouldn't be on his property, some distance away from his property. I can worship his property from that distance.
It's like Haridas Thakur, he did not stay in Puri, but stayed just in the sight of the chakra. So he just wants to be able to see the chakra of your temple.
Yes.
Utishtuti hai nindar lakha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Prabhu Hare.
This is a good idea. I like this idea. Please give.
I think you have to accept Najadeep now and pray for his mercy at some later date.
I don't think I'll be able to sustain myself
in anticipation of that mercy.
I don't know if it's possible for me to live so far away as Najadeep. Staying, going outside is one thing, but coming here to Navadvip and staying so far away as Najadvip, the idea does not appeal to me.
That is Saranakha, and this is Pada Sevana.
Yes.
But Lakshmi Devi here, she could not get entrance into Rasa. Lakshmi Devi. Her command. Hare Krishna. Gold, Hari, gold, Hari, gold.
That's the Smarnam.
Saranakha, yes.
Smarnam.
So Lord.
Kumars are
Majadhi.
Saptarishi.
Saptarishi.
Saptarishi. Smarnam.
Naimisha Aranya.
Naimisha Aranya. Bhagavad sitting.
Bhagavad sitting. Arki Ajan Janardhan Bhakta Naki Shira.
And Bhakti Vinod Thakur says that Sutta Goswami, he spoke to the sages of Naimisharanya about Mahaprabhu, about Gauranga.
Naimishara. And the lila of Mahaprabhu was so intense that the Mahadev, he was perplexed and left his own career.
Nandi.
And that Nandi. And he took the swan, the career of Brahma, and ran towards the Lila ground. Chari Kavupa Panchanon Chari Vishasan Hamsa Vaham. He lost his power of discrimination. Anyhow, the Brahma's Bahun was near, he captured that and ran to see the Lila is going away. He passed away. Ran. Nidhai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidhai Gaur.
No one but Bhakti Vinod Thakur has presented such information or pastimes.
No, it was in Bhakti Ratnakar.
Oh, Bhakti Ratnakar.
Bhakti Ratnakar is the first book that gave information about the Veda. Chaitanya Bhagavat, first book is Chaitanya Bhagavat about Mahaprabhu. Then came Chaitanya Charitamrita, then Chaitanya Mangal, then in Sanskrit also Murari Gupta, most original, and then Sivananda Sen's, Sivananda Sen's son, Kavi Katnapur, original. Literature. Murari Gupta, Kavi Katnapur, in Sanskrit. And in Bengali, Chaitanya Bhagavat, then Chaitanya Mangal, Charitamrita. Then after more than 100 years after that Bhakti Ratnakar, then there is one Narottam Vidas. And afterwards, then Advaita Mangal, there are so many books written about. But the most authentic is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then there is one, Gaura Chandrodaya in Sanskrit, written in Odisha, one scholar in Odia scholar, Chaitanya Gaura Chandrodaya. Hare Krishna.
But Maharaj, my point was that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was here shortly. Hmm? He was here only a few years ago, and still he is delivering original information about the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yeah. He came to his to that level of experience. Sometime he was graciously shown that leela. Our earnest hankering will can take us to that plane. That plane. Take us near there, nearer. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his dream, he's wandering in the sky taking Harinam. There is a court in the Yamaraj quarter. He saw the Yamaraj sitting with Brahma, Narad and others to discuss a point. Abhiti Sudra Charu Bhajati Mam Anandavak Sadhuri Vasan Sanantabhasam Bhagavati. Whatever be his practices, but if he is exclusively given to myself, he should be considered as pure devotee. Sammak Bhavasito Hisha. And whatever he is doing, that is 100% right. Then Kshitrang Bhavati Dharma Atma. The next passage, very soon he will be a man of good practice, Dharma Atma, beautiful. Now the question comes, Bhajati imam ananya bhag. What is this ananya bhajan? Sarva dharmam parityajya mam ekam saranam bhaja. Sarva dharmam parityajya mam ekam saranam. That is ananya bhajan. Again, he will be dharmatma very soon. How to adjust? Kripam bhavati dharmatma sasya chanti nigacchati kauntiya patijanihi nome bhakta panasvati. My devotees are never doomed. You go and promise to the public. Then how to adjust that after he became ananya bhak, that he gave up all sorts of duties and surrender to Krishna. Then ananya bhava. Then Kshitrang bhava, again he will be a dutiful man. How to adjust? What is the purpose behind when Krishna delivered this shloka, this advice? Then someone saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur there He is working on the sky as if taking Harinam. And then one suggested, we may refer this to that devotee. He will be able to give real meaning here. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur was intimated, and he went there. Then he was asked that what will be the adjustment. One who is Ananyabhag, he has left all sorts of duties and surrendered to Krishna. That is Ananyabhag, Bhajati Imam Ananyabhag. Again, in no time, he will be seen that he is very dutiful, dharma, adharma, means varnasram dharma. How we cannot? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he thought, Kripram bhavati dharmatma sasvachanti nagachati. Mantavyakari. We'll be able to form that opinion. We'll have faith that this Ananyabhag, the exclusively devoted person, sadhu rivasya mantabha, he is really a sadhu, a pure man, who can think that he will be dharmatma. He will be very, not that Ananyabhag gentleman, but who will consider him to be pure, he will be seen in no time very dutiful in his life, dharmatma. In this way, in my Gita I have done. I also say, Apitit sudurācāru bhajati imam ananyabhāk sādhure vasva mantadva. Try to attend it. Sādhureva samantabha, he should be thought, he should be reckoned certainly as sadhu, honest man. Pause. Is it? How it is possible that he should be considered an honest man? Sudurācāru? Sādhureva samantabha. Sammak Babashito Hisha, who is giving such a remark, what he says, that is all right. The man who is giving this remark, mantabha, the conclusion, that one who is a surrendered soul to Krishna, whatever be his external practices, he should be thought to be of the purest type. Then, a little pause, sādhureva samantam, sammak babasito, the answer to that his remark is well considered. What he says, that is true, 100%. Then comes Kipraṁ dhavati dharmātmā. And who can give remark in such a way, he will be purified very soon.